All right, folks, it's time for a fishing report. I can't believe it, but I got my buddy Leif in here. There's so many things to do, but we're going to do this fishing report. But first, I got to tell you, I shouldn't say I'm not doing so good, but yesterday I really crashed.
Oh, man, I know what you're saying. I had one of those days a day or two ago, and then, to be quite honest, that thing you've been playing there by Twig, really,
oh, yeah.
That really helped out a lot, you know, and I've been listening to those segments. I think I've maybe caught all of them or each part of all of them, uh-huh. So I'm kind of glad they've replayed, and, man, they really have helped.
Well, I like them, too, and I was debating whether or not I should start tapering off on them. We did post them on the RadioRoot.com webpage, homepage there, but I thought, you know, have I been playing them too much? And then I went into the coffee shop and was talking with my favorite barista, and she said she had just caught one.
Yeah.
I said, well, have you caught the others? And she said, no. So I'm going to keep doing it for a while, but you can find them all now on RadioRoot.com.
You know, I'm always told that I need therapy. And so
I know. I've been telling you, man.
So, I mean, it's free. Lots of free therapy. You can't beat that.
Everything about Twig's spots are soothing, even the way he talks.
You bet. Yeah, but, you know, hey, fishing, right? We're still doing that even though it's smoky.
Are we really fishing?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've been going out.
Well, Twig said it was all right. He said I could go and walk down the river. He said, go fishing. I was like, is this guy in my head?
Multiple times. Oh,
and,
so your lifestyle is therapy too. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, I mean, I always felt like it was, but it did, you know, like I was saying, take me a week or two to get out of the funk and... Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I've been doing other stuff. We had a great work party down there at Cow Creek, and I was really, really happy to see some people. You know, like I told you, a guy all the way from Peshaston, another whole family from Badger Mountain above Wenatchee, and multiple people, those as well, heard about it on the radio.
Showed up at the work party?
Yeah. From all over the place, you know, 20 or more people, and we got through a lot of fence there. Still got a bit to do, and, you know, going to do a couple more of those events, I think.
Oh, that is so cool to hear. You know, and that's kind of the thing that I realized, you know, when I crashed yesterday, I couldn't count my blessings. That's kind of my little golden rule.
Yeah.
And I finally started the day anew today, and as I'm driving along, I thought, you know, one of the blessings that is coming is just this need to kind of come together, the need to be community, the need to help, this sort of random acts of kindness. We had a raspberry cobbler delivered the other day from friends, just out of the blue.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Sometimes it's the sometimes it's not the things you really think that'll really just make you feel a lot better. And, and your friends getting creative and having and knowing you well enough to be able to know what would make you feel better.
Oh.
It does sure feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it used to be a good idea. It's always been a good idea. Now I think it's almost a survival tactic for us to help.
Well, and, you know, I mean, don't be surprised if you have another funky day. I say just, you know, let yourself work through it. And we're all going to get through this thing. And what we need to do is just kind of focus on getting the community tightened up for the wintertime, because we all know what that can mean around here if you're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll just kind of reevaluate things in the spring, huh?
All right. So fishing.
Yeah, fishing. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, get out there. The water is getting warm. The days have been warm, and unfortunately some of them smoky. But, you know, the fish are still coming up. It is hopper time. But as that water is kind of warm, this is, you know, I was thinking the other day, the middle of the summer is a lot like the middle of the winter. So what you're doing, you know, you're targeting the really stable water. And these right now it's the cold water refuge pools. And a lot of the time in the wintertime, those same pools are kind of a, not warm water, but stable water refuge. You know, pools like the one on the Twisp confluence there with the Methow at the park.
Oh, yeah.
You know, things that look like that with the big bedrock there, oftentimes having a little bit of spring percolation injected into the water there. And so what I've been doing is just using some big spent wing looking hopper patterns that'll look like a hopper just crashed down and is kind of splattered on the water surface, or a smaller bug. I like to use the stimulators and just match the color of whatever the small bug is on the water. It's an easy way to go fast. You don't have to sort through your box forever or have a million different flies. But I have been breaking the nymph rig back out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, it's hot, so they're kind of not wanting to come up into that top thermocline where it's hot. They're kind of down by midday. And so lately, that's been the rig for me. And just, you know, putting on a Copper John or some smaller nymph and then using about a size 8 Golden Stone as my anchor or attractor, they could hit either one for you.
This is really great information. You know, one of the things that folks probably realize when they listen to you is you know this water. You know where those cold holes are. And that's one of the things we talk about, you know, the lures and the flies and so on a lot of times. But a lot of times it's knowing the water and what the fish like, what's their lifestyle like.
Try to think like a fish, you know. I mean, the water's getting so low and so clear. If they were to sit out in the middle of that foot deep water with no ripples and no surface cover, they'd be picked off by one of these beautiful osprey here before you know it. And so they're looking to be under the ripples. And for that matter, you know, quick and easy tip as far as it goes, fish under the foam, fish under the waves. If the water is still, they're not there. And start moving down river. I mean, way down river. People don't fish the lower portions of this river down by Medhow and the Gold Creek area enough. And that's kind of what I start to do. Like I said in the beginning of the year, start high, work your way down. And as this flow drops, it's time to do that. Right. If you need any more info or just want to see what's going on, check out flyfishersproshop.com. And Medhow Fishing Adventures has our blog always up to date there. And you can find the info on how to book a trip. Or just give me a call at 509-429-7298. We'll get you out on the water and having fun. Fish on.